Hey guys, Matt O'Leary back with another video. Wanted to hop on today and talk to you about a defensive coordinator candidate, Raheem Morris. So he was officially fired last night, and there was a lot of talk online about Raheem Morris, and the kind of consensus is that he's going to get an opportunity to be a defensive coordinator. He might get some head coaching interviews. I personally would be pretty surprised if he got a head coaching gig. I guess you never know, right? It only takes one team to think he's the guy. But to me, he feels like someone who is very, very likely to get back into being a defensive coordinator. And I wanted to talk through, you know, just what his reputation is and what you could possibly expect from Raheem Morris' scheme and all those certain things. Evaluate him as a candidate, if you will. And honestly, there's a lot of connections that make sense with Morris. Like, he's from the New Jersey area a lot of times. Not all the time, but a lot of times these guys want to end their career. And he's still relatively young. I think he hasn't even turned 50 yet. He's 49. But he's from New Jersey. You know, he might want to end up coming back, you know, East Coast in the Northeast. He went to Hofstra, local connection, when the Jets practiced there, and actually interned with the Jets in 2001. Now, I get it. After, you know, Aaron Glenn's first year, you might say, well, there's got to be more than this guy just had some sort of connection to the New York Jets. And that is obviously very true. But something that I like to look for is connections, right? Like, this is a league where connections really matter. And it's about who you know and the reputation that you have. And like that's part of it, for better or for worse, right? Like, would he want to come here, and would the Jets be interested in him? And I don't know what Aaron Glenn is necessarily looking for in a defensive coordinator, but, you know, he has a relationship with Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris has a relationship with the Jets and the area. I mean, I think you're at least halfway there. What about from a philosophy standpoint? I want to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Dom C, for this very succinct breakdown of the defense and the style that he uses. Just surmising the main points on here. He uses a four-man front, heavy in cover three and cover four, which is zone coverages. Historically not a huge blitzer, but that actually changed a little bit this year. They were second in the NFL, Atlanta was, in blitz rate. Now, as a result, they were middle of the pack in pressure rate, so it's not like they were, you know, elite blitzing, and that was elite in terms of pressure. That unfortunately wasn't the case. They were average in that department, which average would be a massive improvement from where the Jets were. But, you know, for me, just overall, this year's Atlanta defense ranked 25th in yards and 19th in points. And that's kind of what Raheem Morris has been through a lot of his career. He's roughly had middle of the pack to okay defenses, whether it was in Tampa, Atlanta as a defensive coordinator and a head coach, and of course, Los Angeles as a defensive coordinator. And, you know, if you're looking for, I guess, the positive with Raheem Morris is the experience tag. And again, that's maybe something that some fans are going to be afraid of after going the experience route with Steve Wilks, with some underwhelming results in a lot of stops. You know, he's been in the league since 2002. He's had a couple of head coaching stints. He's had a couple of defensive coordinator stints as well. I don't think it's some sort of home run hire. Like, if the Jets hired Raheem Morris, I'm not saying like everything's fixed, they're going to have an elite level defense. But my interpretation of it, I think he would offer a reasonable floor with potentially a low ceiling. And it depends on what you're looking for in a candidate too for the defensive coordinator spot. We're brought to you by Sleeper, the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day to payday. Just download the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players with more stats than any other daily fantasy app. Just choose two or more of your favorite players from pregame or live. Pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money if your picks win. Use my promo code O'Leary, and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. New offer, there's a free $20 no deposit required promo. Terms and conditions apply. Maybe you at home would rather take a swing on like Al Harris, who to me, there seems like there's more variance there. Number one, because he's never been a defensive coordinator before. But you know, the traits that he has and the stops that he had in both Dallas and Chicago were very successful with creating turnovers as a defensive backs coach. I think that's appealing and clearly would offer more upside, but I think the gap is bigger, right? There's more variance there where someone like Raheem Morris, you might be knowing what you're getting and what you're getting might just be okay. And it depends on, like, again, do you want to settle for that or do you want to take the big home run swing? And for someone like Aaron Glenn, you kind of have to put yourself in his shoes. He has a lot to prove in year two and very well may and likely should enter the season on the hot seat. So is he going to go down trying to swing big and make a big play and turn this defense around a lot quicker than, you know, anticipated? Or is he going to go, you know what, like, we have a lot of work to do and I just want to raise my floor of what this defense could be? That's a good question, right? So I'm kind of like, I'm okay with Raheem Morris. Like, he wouldn't be one of my top three candidates for the position personally. I don't think it would be an abysmal hire either, though. So I guess, like I said, I'm kind of somewhere in the middle on this. But if you want to go the experience route, if you want to add just more NFL quality coaches to this coaching staff, maybe that's the route to go, right? Like, they're not going to change the offensive coordinator. I believe Tanner Engstrand is going to be safe, but they're likely to add a veteran on that side of the ball. Maybe it's, you know, hey, you know, Raheem Morris, you've done it before. Come in here, try to help fix this Jets defense. And we're also going to add insert veteran offensive coach here to either be a quarterback coach or a senior offensive assistant or, you know, whatever the role ends up being there. But there is going to be a lot of change to this coaching staff, just not particularly the head coach. And, you know, Raheem Morris is a name that's going to get brought up a lot. And I understand why, and kind of just want to share my quick thoughts on him as a candidate. So I want to hear from you guys. Do you want to see Raheem Morris as the New York Jets head coach? Let me know in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.